Kurt Ulrich from Kerhonkson, New York. I'm listening to Bob Barrett interview Jerry Obermeyer from the FlipClassroom.com. I'm a teacher, and I've tried the Flip Classroom. I make the videos myself. What I am having a problem with is he's making it seem like traditional classrooms are just chalk and talk and then give a test. That is not what goes on in a traditional classroom. I give a lecture, then give kids a chance to apply the material. The issue that I have with the Flip Classroom is that that doesn't take into account is that if kids aren't doing stuff outside of school, there's nothing that flipping the classroom is going to do. It makes it seem like the problems with education are all problems that take place within the classroom. And really, from my point of view, the problems that I see with education are what happens to students and with outside of the classroom, or doesn't happen. And in this case, if kids don't do homework, they're not going to watch the videos.
Mark DeLaura, I'm calling from Bangor, New York, listening to Vox Pop on this Tuesday afternoon. And I'm just kind of interested in Alan Chartok making an analogy with holding a criminal's head under the water in a toilet. When discussing torture, it sounds as if we're instantly equating people who might be fighting against us with criminals, automatically assuming that they are in the wrong.
Ned Hickson, I'm calling from Kingston, New York, and I was just amazed on the Academic Minute yesterday, Tuesday, December 11th, that the point was being made that there had been a decline in trust in public institutions, and then the statement was made that the spike in the decline in trust in public institutions happened at the same time as a increase in the disparity of incomes between the rich and the poor. And then the incredible assumption was made that the decline in trust in public institutions therefore happened because of the increase in disparity between incomes, and that if we would change that disparity between incomes, public trust in institutions would increase. This was so incredibly illogical, and this is a program that's supposed to be called the Academic Minute. I think that seeking to be wise, we have become fools.
My name is Brian Massman. I listened briefly to Vox Pop on Tuesday, December 9th, but was unfortunately unable to listen to the entire program or call in myself. Even though I missed most of the program, I'm fairly confident that no one said what I wish to say now about torture, because I've been listening for years now for anyone to say it in the media and have yet to be satisfied. What I wish to say is this. Torture is, and has always been, since time immemorial, an extremely effective tool for obtaining one thing: false confessions. Torture is a good way to get people to lie.